Magazine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Welcome to Culture Zine Radio Network. We're on Inside the Game with our very special guest, Miss Charlene Hare. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. This is our part two, so we're going to get deep on this one, huh?
I guess we can go deep. Let's go.
First of all, let's talk about who you are so people remember. Give them a little brief background of you.
Okay, well, my name is Charlene Head, and I have been working in the entertainment industry for over 20 years. Say over 20,
wow.
No, add no more, but over 20. Have worked for various labels and various capacities. Let's start off in commercial radio to work in street promotions for various rap labels and music labels, Priority, Tommy Boy, Jive, RCA, from there. Was hired by Virgin to head up their rap division. From there, moved to Atlantic Records, worked Atlantic Records, Warner Brothers, from there DreamWorks. I feel like I'm on a world tour for labels. And yeah, so I've been blessed to experience quite a lot of different experiences. I'll put it like that.
And now you have your own company.
Yes, freelancing. I'm sorry. Yes, Heads Up Marketing, where I'm doing a lot of product placement. Also working, I've had opportunity to work with different independent artists. And yes, so I guess it's once it's in your system, it's hard to get it out.
And I know because me and Charlene's been on a lot of those journeys together and a lot of those different organizations, and I'm always appreciative that she's been cool and put me down in a lot of those situations. So let's get into it. The state of marketing for music right now, I have a question for you. Is the record a chess piece for branding? Do you still think it's quite a vigilant part of the promotion?
Marketing will always, I think, be instrumental. And I think even more so today, because years ago, we didn't have a culture where everything is immediate. So from the internet to our smartphones to all the different devices we have where it's constant communication or being updated with information. Being an artist, more so, you need marketing. Because right when a consumer is reading or watching a video, well, guess what? A few seconds later, they now are looking and reading and tweeting or looking at pictures from someone else. So I think marketing is a very vital part of any type of campaign for any type of artist.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think that the record is as important part as it used to be in creating the brand, or is it part of like a chess piece to help move the brand of the artist or the product? And I know that's two separate questions, but
yeah,
you know.
Because you can have people out right now that have millions of people following them, and they may not have a record out, or you know, it's like you said, it's a two-part question
chess
because
piece.
You can have you could be the best artist in the world and may not have a fan following, so to speak, because you're not active. And you might have someone who is horrible and they have all the followers in the world. So
with that being said, you branding a product, let's say you got, you know, Knee-High Soda, and they're looking for a new spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Would you take a known artist, or would you take a new emerging artist who's got great social media presence but really doesn't have a strong product out? They got a great image. Now, both of them have good images. So we're not dealing with the image of messing up the brand. We're dealing with, you know, helping create that new image with a younger artist with a great social media presence, or may not have a great radio presence, or that artist who has a great radio presence but doesn't have a good social media presence.
Oh, gosh. But see, I guess it is, and it's really almost like a flip of a coin, because both of those scenarios, you can be good or can be bad, because you can have a record that's playing everywhere, but it may not connect with anyone, which we have work records that can get airplay, and it just doesn't translate to sales.
Correct.
Or you can have millions of followers following you, and that might not translate to sales. They like everything that you do. They love your image. They love everything. And you can possibly sell. There's quite a few artists right now, and I hate to say, I don't want to say names or anything, but what comes to mind with that is Sierra. Sierra is a talented person. She's a good singer, image-wise, beautiful woman. However, she just cannot sell. She sells singles, but as far as a whole entire album, it seems like it doesn't translate. However, just now I'm looking at Elle Magazine, and she's the face for Roberto Cavalli. And she's also moving. She was a cover girl model. So it's like she's moving other products, but it's sad to say her music doesn't sell. So
she becomes that proverbial chess piece that learns how to move the brand. She can push a brand, but she's not selling the units that someone may think that she should be able to sell. Yeah.
Exactly. Look at Rita Ora. Again, not saying anything, but Rita Ora is everywhere. But it's like she's on red carpet. She's on, you know, she's presenting at award shows and everything. But is she really selling anything? Is her music selling over here, at least in America? But she's a spokesperson. You see her everywhere. So, I mean, it's almost living in a day and age where you can have a mediocre career, but then can be a spokesperson. And it's almost like, well, we'll just launch you and you can break over here.
I agree.
And maybe come back to the music. The music could be like secondhand.
I think that's true. We're going to get into one of your first songs that you helped market. And then when we come back, we're going to definitely dig deep into this controversial lifestyle marketing / street marketing compared to social media marketing. So
okay.
You guys be prepared. You guys call in. You can call in at 646-668-8287. All right? Thanks.
I stood alone in my four-corner room, staring at candles. Who got it, man? We're on the radio, Duke?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. The picture's here. Headlight, I can't sleep. I tossed and turned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls closing in, getting bigger. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I hear a car burning rubber. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but I can't, G, cause there's somebody trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating the joint for traps, checking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's messed up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that clown last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, got my pocket for the suckers. Ain't no use in me lying, I was scattered than a monster. Put the left in the Popeyes and Bell Dot quick. If it's going down, let's get it over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on a chrome-plated trigger. When I start, I'll make you start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior feeling. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go, because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet it still is hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry-free, but that's nonsense. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this, but to me she was just another chick. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags. Still, a little man got behind our rags. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. We were in for a squab, no doubt. So I swung and tried to take him out. He was going down, we planned, but this wasn't no ordinary man. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the creep I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them fifth ward bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as death on the street. My hands were all bloody from punches on the concrete. Aw, man, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio Network. Urban Culture Lives. This is Inside the Game with our special guest, Charlaine Head, with part two. And what we're talking about, marketing. We wanted to talk about, you know, everybody, all these labels and companies, and you and I both know we're marketing people, talk about the difference between social media and what we now call lifestyle marketing, or what we used to call street marketing. Let's really get into this. First of all, a lot of people don't understand the reason we call it lifestyle marketing and not just street promotion anymore, because it's not just in the streets. It's about the total lifestyle of the product or the brand or the artist. But when we talk about social media, a lot of people are getting signed or pushed through social media. You and I, as a marketing person, let's talk about how social media, one, has changed the marketing game before we even get into that. Let's give some depth on that.
Okay. And how did it change?
Yeah, it changed our marketing perception, especially with urban brand products or urban lifestyle marketing. It enhanced a lot. But
is that
something that a lot of labels believe now they don't need to deal with the lifestyle brand marketing and they dump a lot of money into social media? I personally believe you need to do both. Now, I'm a big lifestyle marketing guy, but I definitely believe in the digital generation. But you can't do one without the other. But a lot of artists don't really understand how those two key factors can be the difference between, one, getting a deal, and two, selling massive amounts of records.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing that people need to understand, and new artists that's coming up, social media is great. When people see people like a Justin Bieber that was signed, or other people that all they do was get on YouTube and do some covers and get signed, not everyone will have the great fortune to do that. So, therefore, the ones that can do that, but then the other part of it is lifestyle marketing along with that, and it's called putting in hard work, because lifestyle marketing is very key. Lifestyle marketing is where you eat, sleep, live, work, play, exist. So it's hard to imagine, and I've had several conversations with people, that you can get on and I have thousands of views or likes or followers, but then I can go to your neighborhood and go to the park that you may hang out, and you can get 25 people in your neighborhood to come to the park to see you just do an impromptu concert. That's a problem. Or if I go down to the neighborhood barbershop to say, oh, such and such is in your neighborhood, have you ever heard of them? And they don't know about it. So that's where it's kind of like the disconnect, because people think, oh, I can be on the Internet and I can break. But you should be able to just do a little promoting in your, you know, with the lifestyle marketing.
Right.
So that's my story.
So you agree that lifestyle marketing is necessary for a lot of, and I've had this conversation, I know you have too, not just with artists, but with labels, but we don't really need that type of marketing. Everything is online now. And
yes,
I go, you still have to bang the block.
No, I just, there's a major, major project, entity that's in the universe right now. And I'm not going to say any names, but it's huge. And I did a proposal because some of my colleagues wanted to put a proposal together to do street promotions for this piece. Put together the lifestyle marketing because they felt that this entity needed street promotions, which came up with some dope concepts for lifestyle marketing to hit the people, reach people, all of that, and gave the proposal to the company. Well, the company said that they were already going to do, they was already doing marketing. and that they didn't need, in a nutshell, they didn't need street promotions. And the project came from the streets. So that was the ironic thing. And it was like the people that was associated with it would have wanted this to be worked in the street because that's where they came from. But
right.
the powers that be felt that all they needed was television, internet, social, and that was it. And they ignored the street, ignored the origin, so to speak, and they did it that way. Did it work? Yes, it did. But they felt that they didn't want to invest any money in street promotion. So a lot of companies don't believe in street promotion anymore because they don't see a return. And I get it because there is no longer retail stores. So it's hard to gauge that your street promotion is actually leading to any type of sales. But, you know.
And the reason I ask that is because I understand, I think I have an idea what project you're talking about because I was part of some of that conversation. But my conversation, my part in that conversation was, yeah, we don't need street promotion. We need lifestyle marketing, and we have to make that transition to get them to understand that this intricate part, especially in dealing with urban-based products, you still have to reach the people, and you have to go out to the people. What do you suggest for someone who's trying to, let's say somebody's trying to get your attention, you know, and you're a label executive right now, and I'm going through this right now. I'm back as a label executive, something I haven't done in a long time. What do you suggest they get to? I mean, the emails and all those things are great from your friends. You're going to get all those emails off the top when you first get back to your job. But when you're trying to find real raw talent, are you telling these guys, you know, who, let's say, have a creative funding, how to get a deal is going to be either, you know, how are you going to get the deal? How are they going to get the deal? If they're only doing one or the other, or do you say, well, let's look at putting together a package and have a Charlene say, this is what we want to do with this project. Like, say you got a street project, say you got a street record. How do you market that street record right now at this day and time? Do we have
some? If it's a street record, it's going to be back the formula that's not broken. If you claim to be a street artist, then hence the name street artist. So that means that you should still, because people, no matter where you go in the United States or even in other parts of the world, but just in the United States, if you're out in California, if you're in Texas, if you're in New York, people are generally the same way. People are going to be at basketball courts. They're at school. They're at the barbershop. They're in the club. So you can gauge and, like, find out, well, who is the hottest thing out here? Besides national people, yeah, local people are going to let you know, oh, these are the people that's out here. That really doesn't change. It's just it needs to be hand in hand. Because if you go to the club, I'm sure there are people. Okay, let me give another example. Right now in the South, and I don't know if it hasn't even reached in California, but the music form of Zydeco.
Right. With New Orleans form music, yes.
The New Orleans, the Louisiana. Because my family's from Louisiana. You used to listen to it when I was little. Now it's just like in they bubble, in that bubble, they sell and move so many units and they have shows nonstop in their circle, and they're moving tons of units and having shows just in that their world. But guess what? Every day, the clubs, the other culture of that, they are connected to trail riders. And the trail riders are connected to the biking world. So all of them are connected, but guess what? They're promoting, because anywhere a festival, a rodeo, or a grand opener, they're always there. So they're working. They're working their street promotion and their lifestyle brand. So, in a gist, I didn't mean to be long-winded, but you still have to work. You still have to work. You just can't sit in front of the computer and just be like this, because you still have to work. You still have to work. That's all I can say.
Okay. So, say you find this new artist, and they have a crossover potential. Do you look at trying to brand them based on their image, or at marketing wise, are you talking about recreating their image and putting out a new social media situation? You got a lot of artists out there that are able to cross over. A lot of R&B pop, a lot of R&B hip hop artists that are able to cross over, especially girls. When you get a product like that, what do you do with it? What is your process?
But I don't think and this is a two-fold thing. This is the thing with that. Either when you get someone, you either look at it, this person is not going to be around long, so you need to capitalize and get as much in the beginning. That means partnering up, or break the artist and make that a brand, and then the brands that come to you, and then you have the pick of the litter, so to speak. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because, for example, Mariah Carey or the Whitney Houstons of the world, which, you know, those are green stars. Might not have those ever again. But they didn't go off in the beginning to say, okay, I need to partner with Coca-Cola, I need to partner with this. It was making them a brand that was the Coca-Cola, was the Toyota, with Rolls Royce and all that. Whereas, you know, when you with another type of artist, and you know, like, say a beautiful singer that you can't really get any traction with, well, then the next thing is to try to hitch the cart on something to get some type of return on investment. But for the most part, like with Beyonce, in the beginning with Destiny's Child, they didn't have any partnerships in the beginning. When Destiny's Child came out, they was, you know, if memory serves me correct, because you kind of know you have something when you kind of know when you have something, and you don't want to say cheating, because, you know, nothing wrong with hitching with a brand immediately, but you have to, like, know and make sure you're doing everything correctly.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Like you said, and we're going to go into this video. Say you had Aaliyah. When you work with Aaliyah, you guys branded a certain brand around her, and it was easy to do because you had already broke the artist.
Yeah, because she was already. So it was like you don't want to do something too soon, and while you concentrating on the hair, you know, I got to get her a deal with Ford, or I got to get her a deal with this, or I got to get a deal with that. It's taken away from working on the actual talent. and working on the actual star, so to speak.
You know, you helped break one of the million, right?
Because she had a style. When she came, you know, with the baggy clothes, and it was, you know, she had a style and a look that was interesting.
Right.
So, but it wasn't like, okay, we now got to put a, because, you know, for a while, she was in baggy jeans, midriff, and shirts. It went from the baggy, you know, guys wear to being somewhat sexy as she got older. But then she started, then she got to deal with Tommy Hilfiger. But it came later down the line. Because once her brand, she had the pick of the litter to say, okay, I can sit back and decide which direction to go in.
Right. I agree.
Which is important, I think, you know, and see, it's a different, but again, we're in a different day and age now, because development is not, and I know, and congratulations on your new position, but development isn't what we had 5, 10 years ago. There isn't really any development. So whatever you come in as, singer, rapper, whatever, you come in, that's what you're working with. We have right now where you can go and get someone and say, okay, I'm going to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in putting you in the studio or putting you with a vocal coach or getting you attire and getting you etiquette training and all that. Those days are gone.
They'll do the plug and play is what they do now.
Yeah, they'll do it after. They're not going to do it before.
They definitely
do
it plug and play.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the, you know, the music industry we in now.
Yeah, everything is instant. We're going to go to Aaliyah, One in a Million. A lot of people don't realize, you know, you helped break this record. You know, you guys don't understand. This lady here has helped break some of the biggest records in the last 2 decades. And, she's really one of the most humblest people and always easy approachable, but don't try to sugarcoat it with her. She's going to, you know, she's going to always shoot it to you straight because, you know, her time is important. And so I'm very appreciative of my sister coming on here and giving you guys some of this information that will cost you 10, 15 years of understanding and a whole lot of money that you can't pay for. She's giving y'all a lot of game. So stay tuned to Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. We're doing Inside the Game tonight with part 2 with Miss Charlene Head. Keep checking us out and stay tuned. This is Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Tonight we're doing Inside the Game, as we do every Thursday from 8 to 9. Our guest tonight is Miss Charlene Head, boss of Heads Up Marketing. She's giving us some insight on what marketing is about and how things work. Thank you for coming back to do part two with us.
Thank you for inviting me back. I greatly appreciate it.
Let's talk about what we were talking about earlier about the difference in marketing. Now that marketing is moving to a digital process of persona, how do you see this working in conjunction with the things that we do?
Well, it's very important that everyone from definitely the artists and management need to know a lot about digital and the technology that's around us, and that is forthcoming. Everything is technology-based. And with all the devices, it's just making it where that's, well, that's, it's already here. That's a major component of breaking any type of music and forms of entertainment we have today. So the partnerships from phone companies to media companies, really, it's been conglomerates. Everything is all pretty much under one umbrella anyway. And this is the main factor. The more connected from our phones, TVs, cars, everything, it's just inevitable that this is I'm babbling right now, but all of the digital is very influential in how music and artists are broken.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How does a product get product placement, which I know you're doing right now, and say maybe a product, a music video, a movie, how do you get that product into that space to represent that product? On the flip side of artists, we've been talking a lot about artists. There's a lot of businesses that definitely use a lot of marketing parts and digital and branding that utilize your services. How does a company come at you and say, we want to get our product in a new, you know, Justin Timberlake video? How do we get our product in that timeline, that commercial, or in the timeline of that new, you know, movie coming out?
Well, everyone is always looking to partner up with a brand or a company or a thing that is going to help them get visibility and exposure to an audience that they need. And they want to have their brand partnering and being involved with something that was going to give them longevity, that's going to give them a return on their investment. So the other thing, and just to go off, just want to go back to just the artist. It's so very, very important to know your truth. And there's a lot of artists, and I'm sure you have encountered them, that say they want to keep it true and keep it real and be street and be hood and, you know, I'm keeping it real and whatever. But just be aware that gets you only so far, because when you now want to get in certain spaces like touring or being on certain college campuses or being on certain even schools, well, guess what? You're limiting your partnership and your value, because a lot of people are very protective of what they want to partner up with. So don't get mad when you get back and say, oh, why can't I do this or why I can't go there? Because your brand, you want one thing, and you have to know what another person, you just, I'm trying to be real PC. But
no, you don't have to be PC here.
Okay, well, there's
you can go
a lot
for broke
of crap.
Here.
Okay, there's a lot of crap that a lot of people put out today. That is no way that we'll ever have an opportunity to have a meeting with Coca-Cola. We'll never have a meeting with a House of Blues. Or I'm just trying to think of the different
even places like
Apple.
Target.
Yes,
Target, Apple,
Walmart,
Yahoo, yeah, Google,
but,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to. So because of the imaging, because of the just the whole packaging. And again,
right.
You have artists. You can be let's just say a street artist, and you have a fan base, and you selling, and you doing this. However, you still have major corporations that really don't need you, and they will let you know we don't need you, and we don't want to do business with you. And
yeah, Disney
really
told Kanye that, and they meant that. Yeah,
and
it's the truth. That's what they said.
No, exactly.
And
that's what I'm, but think about it, and Kanye. And Kanye is controversial and everything else, but Kanye really isn't hardcore like you have some people.
No, it's just it's his image that he does. It's the antics that he pulls.
Exactly. So think about his antics, but then think about somebody who's trying to keep real in streets, and his antics is his antics. But somebody who wants to talk about glorifying bitches
and
hoes, or glorifying
like
the street life, and glorifying
mm-hmm.
this. Well, guess what? You, your package, your brand is not going to see the light of day of a meeting with a Coca-Cola, or a meeting with a Pepsi, or a meeting with a Nissan, or a meeting with anything. So don't be mad when your brand is only reduced to malt liquor or blunt, wrapping blunt paper, or, you know, I'm not trying. I'm just, can we?
Well, no, because
we
that's reality. Snoop went through that brand for a long time. It took him a long time to come to the other side of the fence. So did Ice Cube. It took him a long time
yeah.
to come to the other side of the fence, because the reality is there's no such thing as selling out when you're marketing a product.
No. And it's also, you can't be mad if you trying to get money from corporations. You see all these corporations have money, like, oh, I want to get a piece of pie. Well, we can't really, they hear your lyrics, because guess what? You can go in and go in a suit and tie and shake your hand, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They say, let's play some of your lyrics. Let's play some of your music. Now, what do you think your music can be placed in any type of film or placed, okay, it could be placed in the next shoot 'em up video game,
urban gangster drama, or the video
but,
game that we do, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you could do that, but that comes out every year, or every other year with, you know, the games and whatever. But this is what people hear, and they will say, you know what? No, we don't need. We don't want it. Thank you very much. So just be
you know
aware,
a good example of that. There's a good example of that when you look at, like, Luda. Luda got the Eyewear Pros, and Sprite picked it up, and they moved all through it. And then when they went through it and found out what Pros meant, they snatched it off. You have to understand that your imaging has a big control of what corporate America deals with, because they have an image that they want to deal with either family, or they're trying to get a certain image across, and you can't expect them to lose 20, 30 years of marketing by signing you to that certain contract.
Yeah. Exactly, and they're not. And they, guess what? When you walk out the door, they have other options. There's plenty of Taylor Swift. I can get you trying to sell me with this stuff right here. I can go and get Taylor Swift. I can go and get, you know, Justin is a little out there, even Miley. But okay, mm-hmm. I can get Taylor. I can get Carrie Underwood. I can get all of that.
Right.
Because the other thing, and again, this is just my opinion, and again, there are a few R&B singers that I'm looking at because their brands are like up here. But some of the antics that have been displayed, it just makes it seem like they're still in high demand. I'm looking at, it's like you're still in high demand, but it's just like, I wonder how that brand is going to be in 10 years.
Right.
And,
a lot of these TV shows aren't helping. A lot of these guys, you guys don't really realize, the commercial images that you guys put out are the images that they're trying to sell or capitalize on. And if your image is about something that's disrespectful to their brand, it's not helpful for them. It's just not. I love Street Records, and I know my sister does too. But there's a crossover. Rocky, you know, ASAP Rocky. He hasn't sold a lot of units, but he's on a lot of commercials.
Yeah, but guess what? He and you also don't see ASAP Rocky really hanging out. And I'm sure he does. He still hang out with his peeps. And he's still keeping
his
deal.
But you have to control your environment.
However, you see him ASAP at New York Fashion Week.
Exactly.
His girlfriend was Chanel Iman. He was doing fashion shoots and all that because guess what? He realized, I started off here. I want to go here. I need to project a certain image, and I want to move.
I gotta make a change.
So, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
All of that. In the world, you're making a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
You said, hold on?
No.
Music is a small part of being relevant in the music industry.
Right. So we're back again to that movable chess piece that we talked about in the beginning. You have to be able to move a lot of that chess piece because you got to keep your street cred. I understand that. That's part of what they want from you is that street cred. But what they don't want is the negative part of street cred to take over their image of their product. So they want the credibility that you bring, but they don't want you to take away or discredit their product. So you guys have to understand. I had an artist that we were working with, and he was a young artist. And I had a situation over there with him with McDonald's and Disney, and he told me, I don't want to do McDonald's because my homies are going to laugh at me. You're 12 years old. You're 12 years old, those same homies that are going to laugh at you are going to be the same ones asking you, you know, I said, where does your mom take you to eat every day? McDonald's. Right. So you already eat McDonald's. I'm trying to get you a deal over here where they can do some things with you. But we are so caught up on I'm going to lose street cred if I go this way and not realizing that that's a check that cashes every time.
But
and it would have
12,
definitely projected your record.
At 12, what are you talking about street cred? You can't even be at 12 years old. You can't even be on the streets alone by yourself. You have curfew.
I understand this. But I'm saying our imaging.
And that's what I'm
dangerous.
Saying. Yeah, and that's the sad part because you want street cred. Okay, we know what comes with that. So you trying to be it's again, and you limited. Let's just be real. Let's look at Lil Wayne, one of the top-selling rap artists right now. Really, Wayne is more commercial than anything. Because Wayne
Correct.
Is in a whole nother stratosphere. He's dealing in the from the X Games to Lollapalooza to the Coachella, Coachella, all of that. So he even doesn't. I mean, his brand is at a level that he doesn't. A certain element that's around him. He doesn't. It comes. What I'm trying to say. I don't even think
he keeps his street edge without losing it. Yeah, he wants his street edge, but he wants
still,
to keep it moving forward.
But he's moved forward because, yes, he started, they all started off very street. And, yeah, they still portray that image. However, they're not doing all that because at some point you can't be in the streets and still being crossover and selling and being in the world or being a designer and skateboarding and all, it doesn't go.
Wayne's
going
to mix
skateboard somewhere.
Yeah. Wayne is right. Yeah, he's right. He brings his skateboard with him on tour. So, yeah, these are the kind of things that I try to tell these young artists that there's no such thing as selling out. If someone's trying to get you to move your image up to a point where you can become a viable product and a product brand and you help yourself along the way. And, you know, these conversations, you know, like Cube said, people had, you know, told him, how can you be a gangster and make movies about being kids? Because I got kids and they were about that same age and you have to move forward. You have to be able to push that needle to another level. And I think that what happens is we get caught up thinking one thing or another, and those who have progressed have grown up and understand that this is a business.
Yeah.
And this is a business about image and brand. And you can still be one thing and move forward with the other. And I like that, you know, we have some options now that we didn't have a lot of times in hip-hop going back. When we started in hip-hop, everything was on one side. You couldn't be on one side and the other. So my final question for you is, how do you get that artist to say, okay, I want to go there, and then what's the process for you in your mind over the heads up when you're looking at an artist and you say, okay, this has crossover capabilities. How do I take this artist from ground zero? How do I move them without giving up all your secrets? I'm not asking you that. But
how do I get this artist
from ground zero to this other stratosphere that I know they can reach, and here's what I need them to do, and here's the things that I think is going to make that happen?
Before I even do any of that, I want to see what that artist is doing, not have done, is doing. Because a lot of artists, when they get to you, say you at a label, or just when they meet someone, it shouldn't be, well, I was doing this. It should be, I'm doing, I'm moving forward. Even if they talking to you, they should have the mindset, even if you gave me a deal today, I'm still doing what I got to do.
Okay.
So it should be that if they met with you today and you promised them Monday morning, when you come back, I'm going to have a gold pin and I'm going to sign a check with zeros and this. That artist still is going to say, well, you know what? I'm still going to be doing this on this weekend. I'm going to be here this weekend. I'm going to be on a podcast. I'm going to be doing X, Y, Z.
So you look for an artist that's going to definitely be progressive with their own brand.
That's
not just sitting around waiting for you.
Yes. For example, met a friend of a friend, and they're in high school. They're in high school. They're graduating this year. They was like, can we talk to you? I'm like, sure. Talk to them. I can't. Let's just say one name was Jeff and the other name was David. David and Jeff, they have a group. Okay. He was saying, okay. He said, we put a song out. Okay. We put a song out 2 years ago, okay? So we're serious about our craft, okay? You put the song out 2 years ago. Yeah. Both of them are seniors. They're both about to graduate this year. How have y'all performed at your school? No. Okay. Does anybody know that y'all? No, no, because we put it out 2 years ago. Okay. Did you print out CDs or give it to your friends at school? No, because we really didn't like it. Okay. So what y'all waiting on? Well, we going back in the studio. We just have to get our money, and we shooting a video. So this is what was said. I'm not making up anything. Okay. They're in high school. They may have done maybe two shows in the past year, but it was in. They're from Houston. They did a show in New Orleans. Can't make this up. Not in the city that they're from or high school. They drove because someone put them on a show in New Orleans because they told them that they could break out there. So after I put my head down and talked to them, it was like, okay, you guys really showed me that you're not serious about this. There's no way in hell, if you in high school, you haven't been putting out stuff like constantly. I don't get that. And then the young man, one of the young guys told me, I said, mixtapes, you could burn CDs. How about your smartphone? You can send a rhyme through the phone. And that's when they was like, well, we just don't want to send anything. We want to make sure our stuff. I'm like, you don't know what your sound is until you test it. So all this to say, before, when I genuinely want to get excited behind someone is when I already see major potential. But I also see that their hard work and they're more dedicated than me. They should be more dedicated that they eat, breathe, sleep, walk, talk, crawl, die, everything, resurrect back for their craft.
So where they're like, right, they should be working harder than you, or at least as, they should never work at least as hard as you. They should work harder because it's their career and it's their product.
And their product and they're protective of it. That
right.
this is what I do, this is what I love, this is what, you know, this is my everything. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what I look for. And again,
okay.
I tell them this, because we've all worked turds. I don't want to work with turds. For every hit, there's been plenty of turds. I want a diamond that's gleaming in the dirt. All you do is a couple, you take it up and wipe it off. You're like, yeah, that's a diamond. I don't want to apply all the pressure. You know the diamonds make with pressure? I don't want to do a lot of pressure no more.
No, I understand that, definitely.
Yeah. And again, if I'm an artist, I would want to do any and everything. And I don't want to be a cookie cutter. That's the other thing. I don't want to be a cookie cutter artist. I don't want you to say, I want to be like, everybody has their idols. Everybody has someone that they admire. I get that, no problem. But you need to work just as hard to not be compared to the artist right now. If someone says,
right.
I'm Drake, okay, that's good. But what you want to be 3, 4, 5 years from now? I don't want you to be Drake of the day.
Right. I can understand that Drake has influenced you like someone's influenced Drake. But you have to be your own individual, and you have to be able to sell your own product. Because at the end of the day, Drake has hard enough time selling Drake's records.
And guess what? Drake right now in 2015 is good. Drake, he's had a nice run. He's had a great run. But it's like, okay, who are you going to be in the 2020? So what's your sound in 2020? Not right now,
right.
2020.
Not you got to build your sound.
And I don't even, and another thing that I look at too, I really, with the way going back to digital and the way our worlds are connected, you really need an artist that translates all over the world. Because the internet changed the game too. Because, you know, a while ago when we worked in the labels, it was local, regional, national, domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the
right.
internet, it's international. So I don't want an artist, I don't want you to really be regional or local. That's good to have, but I want somebody who you can get to have a passport and can go over to Europe and be over there for a while.
Right.
I really don't want an artist that's keeping it real and you can't leave out of the country. That's just me.
No, you got to have a global persona from the beginning.
And that's what
in reality, is you're right. We got to have a global going out right now. You got to have a global sound, something that the world wants, not just Ray Ray and them in your neighborhood.
And so you keeping it real, and now you can't leave out of the country, or you can't leave out of. So that's why I'm like, people really need to realize what they have and what they really want to do. If you really want to get into this. Yes.
I agree with you. You know, you guys, we're trying to get Charlene to come over here to our network. We think she has a lot to offer. I think she's a brilliant marketing person. And I'm not just saying that because I love her like a sister.
Aww.
But
yes.
She is an amazing marketing person. I've known her for, let's say, a long time. And
yes, a long time. We don't yet with numbers. Yes. We don't say numbers.
We don't do numbers.
Yes.
And I think she could bring a lot of things with her own show. I think that persona would help a lot. And here at this network, we're about entertainment. So, you know, we definitely going to go out and try and bring you guys these people that are going to help you guys, not just on this show, but on, you know, the Evening Showdown, you know, the Ed Water show that's coming up. Hopefully my sister over there. We'll come on the show. We've got a show that we're trying to do over here
with
Billy Johnson. You know that we really really want to bring over here. It's about time that we come home and try to do some entertainment and make some things happen.
Well, definitely. We've got to put everything together. Want to make sure I have everything correct when I come.
Don't worry, because we got more than Blog Talk. We got the satellite channel be up next month. And then we have the whole .com channel. So we've got a lot of things working. So
okay.
We have a lot of places for a lot of different people. We're constantly looking for shows. You know, if you guys want to get at me, you want to have your music played here, you can definitely send your music to me through Inside the Game Radio Show at gmail.com. Please feel free to contact me. Sister, please give out your information so people can contact you.
You can reach me at HumNowLA at gmail.com. That's Hum, HumNowLA at gmail.com.
I want to definitely say thank you for what you've done. Hopefully we can get you to come back a third time if we can. There's always more marketing information. It's never too much marketing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Maybe next time we'll definitely maybe have a Q&A and we can get, you know, questions from them.
We'll definitely prime that up. Definitely. We'll
yes.
We'll start putting that together. I'll call you in the
yes.
next week and put that together.
Okay.
So in going out, we're going to play this Justin Timberlake joint going out. But I want to say he may not come when you call. But he's always on time. I want to thank
yes.
my Soul Bridge family. I definitely want to thank my Coach Azeem family, and I want to say thank you to TMG Universal, who brought me on to be their senior executive of A&R. I'm the executive director of A&R over there, senior. Very appreciative. Thank you, guys. Peace and shout-outs to you guys. And remember, we'll be black next week. All right?
Bye.
Better yet, we're going to go out on this one. I think this is something that we need to talk about. Go get that money, y'all. Big money.
Living room floor, play Nintendo with seasonino. Pick up my phone, play Papa Nocturne. Sex all night, mad head in the morning. Spin my weed, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on TT saying B.I.G. Now check it, you wanna be my mint squeeze, baby? Don't you? You wanna give me what I need, baby? Won't you? Picture life as my wife, just think. Full left, mix back, exit all links. Bracelets to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you can say you's the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Shit got hot, you sent fed to my spot. Took me to court, tried to say all I got. Another intricate block, the bitch said I raised up. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me, that's what I get for tricking. Came out on bail, commenced the ass kicking. Licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial.